Between the feast day of St. Peter on 18th of January and that of the conversion of St. Paul on the 25th, many churches of various traditions celebrate the week of prayer for Christian unity, although in some places it's marked between Ascension and Pentecost. I absolutely love this week. It is a time when Christians and others of all traditions come together to focus on unity, to pray, to share fellowship, to give thanks, and recognise the unity we already have as part of God's amazing creation, and to explore how we can live that unity more fully. Churches from around the world take it in turns to prepare the material that is used worldwide. This year, we're guided by the churches of Minneapolis as we seek to explore how the work of Christian unity can contribute to the promotion of racial justice across all levels of society. The Churches Together in Britain and Ireland Writers Group has also focused our attention on the 30th anniversary of the murder of Stephen Lawrence, which we mark this year. The work of restoring hope through justice, undertaken in Stephen's memory, continues to inspire and change lives for the better. As we join with other Christians around the world for the week of prayer, we pray that our hearts will be open to see and hear the many ways in which racism continues to destroy lives, and to discern the steps we can take as individuals and communities to heal the hurts and build a better future for everyone. Recently, the Church of England commissioners have decided to put aside a substantial investment, the interest of which can be used as reparation grants for those impacted by slavery, which the Church of England has benefited from. Reparation for historical damage is a difficult issue, including who makes the decisions about who benefits and how it is done. Our current generation will be facing similar calls from future generations, and indeed already is from the current generation, in regard to damage from the use of fossil fuels. This leads me to focus on the importance of us recognising our unity one with another and with all creation. So how do we pray and love and live together in unity like a single body and seek the good for all parts of it? This for me is what the week of prayer is all about, and it will help us to move forward on these difficult and contentious concerns. So I want to end by sharing a prayer from the resources for this week of prayer for Christian unity. Let us pray. You made us, God, in your own image, and then became one of us, proud of those you've made. Make us proud of being part of that worldwide family and eager to discover and celebrate your image in every person, every culture, every nation that we are privileged to encounter. Amen.